Learning English helped me to talk about the events around me.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Good day, I'm Josipa Kusanović. Coming up is an episode in which you won't hear the latest news. I watch and listen to the news to stay informed about what's happening around me. I find it that discussing the news with others is a great way to stay connected and practice English. But sometimes the news can be overwhelming because it often focuses on negative events and the bad things happening in the world. That can make me feel anxious and exhausted. So I try to balance it out by watching some of my favorite programs that make me laugh. How about you? Do you watch the news regularly or do you avoid it? Either way, I think you'll find this episode useful because we'll practice phrases to help us explain how we feel after watching or listening to the news, both those that makes us feel scared and those that bring a little more joy and hope for the future. Now, let's imagine we are entering a conference room where Alan and Claire are about to start a meeting. As they wait for their colleague to join them, they have time for a little chat.
Did you catch the latest report on climate change?
Yes, I did. What a shocker. It's a real worry. I'm petrified by the prospect of extreme weather events becoming even more frequent.
I'm hoping for the best. I have high hopes for this new push for renewable energy sources.
I understand. But honestly, the thought of climate change getting worse gives me the shivers. I'm worried sick about it.
I hear you, Claire. It's a big challenge, but I believe we're on the right track. There's a good chance we can make a difference.
I hope you're right. I really hope so, Alan. Your optimism is encouraging.
In this dialogue, Alan and Claire gave us phrases we can use in a lot of different situations to express our feelings, both positive and negative. First, let's talk about the negative ones. Claire showed how much the report on climate change worried her. She said, "What a shocker," which is something we say when we really dislike something that we think is really bad or worrying. She also used different ways of showing how much she was worried about the future. She said she was petrified that the extreme weather events could become even more frequent, that is, happening more often. She also says that the thought of the effects of climate change gives her shivers, and that she's worried sick about it. We can use these phrases when we want to show that we feel very strongly about something which worries or scares us. Now, let's look at them one by one. So, after Alan asked Claire if she had seen the latest news on climate change, she said,
"Yes, it's a real worry. I'm petrified by the prospect of extreme weather events becoming even more frequent."
We say it's a real worry when we are very worried about something. I think many of you will agree with me when I say that rising cost of electricity is a real worry. Claire also said,
"I'm petrified at the thought of extreme weather events becoming even more frequent."
I'm petrified means that I'm very, very scared. It's a strong way to express fear. You can say that you are petrified of something that scares you. So, I'm petrified of heights and spiders. Or you can say that you are petrified by the possibility of something which is going to happen. For example, like Claire, I'm also petrified by the thought that there will be even more bad weather in the future. It's already serious enough. Claire also said,
"The thought of climate change getting worse gives me the shivers. I'm worried sick about it."
If you are worried sick, you are very, very anxious and upset about something. This means you can't stop thinking about it, and it makes you feel really stressed. I can think of a lot of times when we might feel worried sick. If your child hasn't come home from school and you don't know where they are, for example. Or if you don't have enough money to pay your bills. Or if you need to have a difficult conversation with your boss. Or you are waiting for the results of a medical test. I mean, these are all really good reasons to feel worried sick. Claire also said,
"The thought of climate change getting worse gives me the shivers."
When something gives you shivers, your body literally shakes because it is cold or scared. If something gives you shivers, it makes you so nervous or frightened that you feel a cold sensation in your body. Seeing someone get hurt or hearing about a serious crime where I live gives me shivers in the same way as watching a horror story. In fact, I'm not a big fan of scary movies because they give me shivers. There are so many other ways to express fear in English, but I don't feel like talking about it anymore. I like to focus on good things in life, as I prefer seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. That means to look at life in a positive way and to see the best in things and people. How about you? Are you a pessimist? Someone who tends to look for and sees the negative side of things and to think that the worst will happen? Or are you more like me, an optimist, who tends to see the good in everything? I think Alan is an optimist because he focuses on hope. Let's look more closely at the phrases he used.
I'm hoping for the best. I've got a good feeling about this new push for renewable energy sources.
I'm hoping for the best. We can use this phrase every time we are looking forward to a positive outcome or result, and we really think that things will turn out well. Alan also said,
I have high hopes for this new push for renewable energy sources.
When you have high hopes for something, you believe that it will turn out well or be successful. Alan feels positive and optimistic that efforts to use more renewable energy, like solar or wind power, will help with climate change. He acknowledged that it would not be easy because he said,
it's a big challenge.
But he also said,
but I believe we're on the right track.
Being on the right track means moving forward in the right direction. So when you say to someone,
it's a big challenge, but I believe we're on the right track,
you're admitting that things are hard, but you are sure we are doing the right things to overcome the problems. It shows that you're optimistic about reaching our goals. And when you want to tell someone that their positive way of looking at things makes you feel better about a situation, you can say,
your optimism is encouraging. I hope you're right.
It's like saying, it feels good to hear that you are so hopeful. But now, let me stop talking as we listen to Alan and Claire once again.
Did you catch the latest report on climate change?
Yes, I did. What a shocker. It's a real worry. I'm petrified by the prospect of extreme weather events becoming even more frequent.
I'm hoping for the best. I have high hopes for this new push for renewable energy sources.
I understand. But honestly, the thought of climate change getting worse gives me the shivers. I'm worried sick about it.
I hear you, Claire. It's a big challenge, but I believe we're on the right track. There's a good chance we can make a difference.
I hope you're right. I really hope so, Alan. Your optimism is encouraging.
Whenever I'm about to watch the news on TV, first thing that comes to my mind is my guest's confident voice and strong on-screen presence. Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming the remarkable Janice Peterson from SBS World News. Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm so good. I'm getting over a cold, so please excuse that.
Well, recently, SBS News was named the most trusted Australian news brand. Congratulations. I know you're a big part of that success.
I'm so thrilled and we are so proud. But you know what? We have such a hardworking, dedicated team. It really doesn't surprise me because truth and truth telling and being a trusted source of information is something we take very seriously.
And it's so important today.
Yes, absolutely. With so much fake news out there.
Yeah. Well, I watch the news regularly because I like to stay informed. However, with all the bad things happening in the world, it can be really overwhelming. So I want to know, how do you handle it, given that you report on these events almost every day?
It is a very good question, and it's a complex one. I feel that we should know what's going on around the world because it actually makes you a more compassionate person, someone who cares about not only their own lives, but the lives of people around the world. So I hope that people with big hearts continue to turn to news sources like SBS to find out what our brothers and sisters all around the world are going through, the good times and sometimes the bad.
Are there certain types of news that you find particularly challenging or rewarding to cover?
Even in the darkest of times and the most grim stories, there's often hope, and there are elements of light and laughter and humanity, and that's what keeps me going.
Oh, that's amazing. In your job, pronunciation is very important. I mean, so it is in mine, but you're so much better at it. So I want to know, at the start of your career, did you have to practice a lot to learn how to speak so clearly? And how did you go about improving your pronunciation skills?
Funnily enough, I would read the newspaper out loud. It was a really good way of understanding what was going on in the world. And I would also look at news bulletins and I would follow newsreaders that I loved and I admired. And I didn't want to copy what they did, but I could analyze them and think to myself, what is it about that person that makes them so engaging and such a good communicator? And communicating the message is key. We want to be easily understood. So pronunciation is very important.
I'm going to now analyze you and your how you speak during the news segment.
That is a lot of pressure.
So to hear more tips from Janice about how to improve your pronunciation skills, check out the two podcast seasons of our Pronunciation with Janice series. Now it's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If you're seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, you are...
If you're seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, you're looking at life in a positive way by seeing the best things and people.
What's the difference between a pessimist and an optimist?
A pessimist is someone who tends to look for and sees the negative side of things and to think that the worst will happen, while an optimist tends to see the good in everything.
Let's now repeat after Alan and Claire. First, the phrases to express fear.
It's a real worry.
It gives me the shivers.
And now the phrases to express hope.
There's a good chance we can make a difference.
I'm hoping for the best.
I'd like to do a big shout out to all of you who are learning English with us on our social media pages. We have a nice growing community and I love it. If you're new to our podcast, make sure you follow us on Facebook and YouTube. Just look for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.